Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 31st, 1976. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees there is a deep pink haze, but directly in the center of the sky over Our Lady's statue, a large blue light is appearing. It's almost, the light is not circular, but it seems to be forming streaks into a V, the letter V. I know it stands for the Vatican, in Rome. Now there is a widening of the light, and it's losing its blue cast, and it's becoming a gray, white, hazy formation. And now the sky is opening up. There's no way to explain it. It's like almost like a haze rolling back, and the sky is opening up, and Jesus is coming forward with Our Lady. They are coming directly above Our Lady's statue together. Jesus has on a long cream-colored gown with a very tight sash. It looks like a cord-like sash, not material, but maybe some type of skin, wound tight skin. His robe is a burgundy red, not a brilliant bright red, but an off-rose color, like burgundy, and it's blowing quite heavily in the wind. And Jesus is now catching it and placing it over his left arm. He's standing now with his hand extended like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Our Lady are going over to our left side. That's their right side, and Jesus is bending over with his hand like this, extending it and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is smiling. Our Lady is dressed beautifully. The light about her is making her gown look very white. Our Lady has on a blue sash, a wide blue sash, and her rosary, the beautiful large beaded rosary with the white Hail Marys and the golden Our Father are hanging over the blue sash on her right side. Our Lady is reaching now beneath her mantle, and she's taking out a large round scapular. Our Lady is now placing the scapular into her right hand and holding it forward. I can see no figures on the scapular. It's a plain brown cloth, quite large. Now Jesus and Our Lady is directly behind Jesus now. She comes to, her head comes to about his shoulder, a little below his shoulder, and they are passing over to our right side, and Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, from behind in the sky, high up in the sky, Michael is coming forward. He covers the whole back view of the sky. There's no way to explain the immense size of his appearance. I can't say body because there's no human way I can describe the way he covers the sky. It's beyond any explanation I can give in words. He's absolutely beautiful and powerful, and you have a great feeling of joy and confidence looking at him. Our lady is smiling, and she's touching now her fingers, her first finger to her lip. My child, you will listen carefully, for we come this evening to you with great urgency. My son has knowledge to give you of great importance. Jesus is now placing his right finger to his lips. My child and my children, I come early for a reason. I bring you a message of great importance. There is now a conspiracy forming within the eternal city of Rome. It is an event that strikes at my heart. It tears my very being asunder. For this knowledge is of the Antichrist forces that planned to take over the city of Rome. This conspiracy of evil has been building up through Earth years. There will be a diminishing of the power of the Vatican. And should, because of a lack of prayers and penance, I say should, they progress at their present speed, the city of Rome shall face and experience a bloodbath. My child and my children, the hierarchy of the eternal city know full well of what I speak. Because of the number of heretics, because of the number of Judases in my house, there will be allowed this trial upon the Vatican. And I say unto you, because of your lukewarmness and your loss of faith, your vicar shall be given in sacrifice for the sins of mankind. Oh, my children, my mother approached you in warnings. My mother gave you her heart as a loving mother would to save her children. She has gone from pillar to post, from house to house, from country to country, begging with you, pleading to you to listen and turn back, for your world and my house is being plunged into deep darkness. arrogance and pride has made man close his eyes and become blind to what is happening, because of his sin, he has been allowed to be blinded. Satan gathers his army of souls, fallen souls, lukewarm souls, and man of pride, to bring about the downfall of my house, my church. But I say unto you, as your God, the gates of hell shall not open wide enough and empty fast enough to destroy my church. Though man in his free will has given himself to Satan, though the red hats have fallen and the purple hats are being misled, I say unto you that I am your God, and as your God, I shall allow these trials to fall upon you, and in that manner shall I separate the sheep from the goats. Through countless earth years, I have sent among you prophets of light, prophets of truth, to prepare you and warn you of what is to come upon mankind. But you never learn from your past. You continue on your road of errors. You plunge fast into a new world of religion. A religion based on humanism and modernism and Satanism. Errors are compounded upon errors in my house. The red hats are given to all sins of the flesh. The purple hats follow in blind obedience, and they too fall to all matters of sins of the flesh and worldliness, self-seeking, arrogant, and prideful. Because of these reasons, my children, they are blinded to the truth. Many good souls of light have offered themselves to heaven as victim souls for the repatriation of the lukewarms and the fallen souls in my house. We accept in all charity of heart from heaven these fruits from the light, these fruits from the hearts of the humble. But I say unto you, there are not enough prayers, there are not enough sacrifices and penance to save many among the red hats and the purple hats. My mother And the saints in heaven cried bitter tears of remorse and anguish for you. Your country and the world, my children, has become obsessed with immodesty and filth. All creations of Satan, all soul destroyers, and how many of you go along your way, not my way, my children, but your way, to your damnation with your permissiveness, with your self-satisfaction, with your lust and your desire for the materials? Have you destroyed yourselves so that you no longer recognize that one day each and every one of you must die in your body and come out of your body in your soul, your spirit eternal, that will live on forever? My children, understand me now. You do not die. Only your body must go back into the dust. But you do not die. You live on. But the choice is given to you whether you shall join us in heaven or whether you must do penance in purgatory, be purged until your garments have been washed white and clean enough to enter the place of the Lamb. My children, there is also a place of eternal damnation, the abode of the prince of darkness, Satan, the deceiver, the father of all liars. My children, recognize the signs of your times. You are all being tested now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. My mother has gone throughout your world begging and pleading for your understanding of your times. Because many, I will say most of you, my children, have given yourselves to your worldly pleasures and seeking of the material, you have lost contact with us. You do not live in the spirit, you live in the body. You are living bodies with dead souls within you. My children, this very night, numbers of lost souls shall come before us, and I cannot recognize them for their darkness of spirit. They must be claimed by the prince of darkness, forever lost to heaven. Is this what you want for your future? Parents, you are becoming degenerate in the raising of your children. You have fallen in line with the agents of hell. Do you consider yourselves adult? Do you consider yourselves restored? responsible? Do you consider yourselves sophisticated because you joined the world? And what knowledge do your children have of their future life? What knowledge do you impart to them of their God? I say unto you, there will be many tears shed and much gnashing of teeth very soon, my children. Now a lady is reaching up to her face. She's placing her hand across her eyes. She's very sad. Now she is touching her first finger to her lips. My child, what more can I say? What more can I do to awaken the peoples of earth to the knowledge of what is fast coming upon them? Many souls are falling into hell because of sins of the flesh. Many souls are being misled because pastors who have left their vocation to enter into the world of Satan have abandoned our sheep in the darkness. Oh, my children, I shall cry out loud and long to you. I shall remain upon earth with you in the days ahead. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your countries. The scourge of communism is galloping throughout your world with the grim reaper behind it. The gates of hell are open wide. Many demons have entered upon earth. And my children, do not scoff at the supernatural. We look upon all manner of foul actions being committed by our children upon earth. They scoff at demons. They scoff at the very devil, Satan. But what will they do when they realize too late that they cast aside the light and accepted the darkness? For what? My children, you must pray much for our vicar, Pope Paul in Rome. There are many Judases about him. I repeat the words of my son to you, that there is a conspiracy afoot, a conspiracy of evil. No man can understand in his human nature the ways of the Eternal Father to govern the battle ahead. But I assure you, my children, the Eternal Father has a hand in all. The final victory shall be with my son and heaven. this war of the spirits, the fight against the forces of Antichrist, 666, that is loosed now upon your world and the eternal city of Rome. The forces of evil, the forces of darkness against the forces of light. Oh, my children, as you approach your new year, understand that I have warned you in the past that this will be a year to be reckoned with. My children, prophets of the past, were given full knowledge of the days you live in. Read your apocalypse, my children. The eternal Father in heaven had a plan to enlighten you in these days. Do not cast it aside as dry reading. Pray for the light, and you will understand what you read. You will pray your beads of prayer constantly. They will be of great solace for you. Your friends, those who govern the nations, the foreign nations of your world, are not your friends, my children. They plot and plan behind your back while they cry, peace, peace, peace. They prepare for war. There shall be no peace among mankind unless you follow the direction of heaven. The plan for peace was simple, as given to you, my children. Penance, atonement, sacrifice to your God. Do penance now, my children. The ball of redemption is heading your way. You have won in the past a reprieve, my children. But the balance for this destruction upon mankind is heavily against you. The ball of redemption approaches, and many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Oh, my children, continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. Do not slacken in your pace. Persevere and you will be saved. Keep the sacramentals in your homes and on your children. They are your armor. Do not cast aside the monuments of the personages of heaven, the statues. All who keep these monuments in their homes shall be saved. My children, there is a war now going on, far worse than any physical war that man can experience. For it is a war of the spirits. many saints of the latter days shall come forward from this era. My children, do not compromise your faith, but defend it against the forces of evil. Protect with love, with prayer, with sacrifice, the eternal city of Rome and the papacy. My children, the mystical body shall be without a leader. He shall lose his head. And there is one now in Rome with consorts, evil consorts, who plans the removal. My child, you will continue to bar your doors to all but your family and close workers. You will, my child, read the three photographs very carefully. There will be much that cannot be made public at this time. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and she's extending the crucifix from the rosary out like this. It's a beautiful golden rosary. It's very brilliant. The golden crucifix has a cast that is, as Our Lady is turning, it's just reflecting the light, and it's very brilliant. Our Lady is extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is coming up to Our Lady. He was standing a little bit off to her right and in the back. And he's coming forward now, and he's nodding, and Our Lady is going across the sky now. She's just gliding. She doesn't walk. She seems to float. The air carries her, and Our Lady is now stopping directly above her statue and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is gathering his cloak about him, and he's very close to Our Lady now. He's moving over to her right side, and Saint Michael is coming down. He's carrying a long spear in his right hand. There's a long wood, but I think it's wood. I don't know the consistency of it. I can't tell here, but it looks like some type of a wood composition. And it has a spear at the end of it, a very pointed, shiny-looking implement. And Michael has the balance, the golden balance, in his left hand. And it's swinging, but I can see that it's heavily to the left. I don't believe that that's good. Now Michael is following Jesus over, and Our Lady is coming across our left side here. And she's bending over now. Our Lady is standing directly above the tall tree. And she's bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, all my children, as my Son blesses you for the eternal Father and the Spirit of light. You will all continue your present course in sending the message from heaven. Do not be slackened in your pace by public opinion, my children. You must give the message and go on. Your emotions must not be tied up by longing for the acceptance of the message, my children. That is all part of the way of the cross. Our Lady now is placing her crucifix from her rosary quite far out in front of her now, and she appears to be blessing the grounds here right directly under her statue. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is saying, the Vatican, my child, the Vatican. Now Our Lady is going high up into the sky. She's just moving backwards, like the air is just carrying her back. It looks very warm up there. Our Lady doesn't have anything on her feet, and neither does Jesus. And they're moving all back, and St. Michael now is going further back into the sky, and he covers completely from our left to our right side. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger. My child, read the three photographs and continue with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 31st, 1976. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.